Here's the translation of the text to English. Gold prices steady near $5,200 per ounce. Strong February gains expected. Oil prices edge lower after U.S. and Iran extend talks. Oil sales under U.S.-Venezuela deal expected to reach $2 billion by end of February, U.S. says. Exclusive: Venezuela suspends 19 oil and gas production sharing contracts signed under Maduro government. Sources say U.S. regulator says it has the power to police misconduct in prediction markets. Gold prices mixed as U.S.-Iran nuclear talks end after significant progress. Canada says it could have bilateral critical sector deals with U.S. Oil prices edge up after significant progress in U.S.-Iran nuclear talks. Explainer: Does Trump's new surcharge make EU worse off than under trade deal? Asian shares wobble. Yen and U.S. treasuries rise on AI and geopolitical concerns. South Korea approves Google's bid to export high-precision map data. Australian stocks higher at close. S&P ASX 200 up 0.25%. Exclusive: Nintendo plans around $1.9 billion share sale by Kyoto Bank and others, sources say. Panama officials search C.K. Hutchison's subsidiary office, source says. Anthropic cannot comply with Pentagon's request in AI safeguards dispute. CEO says Asia stocks fall as tech loses ground. South Korea and Japan set for strong February gains. Hyundai Motor Group to invest $6.3 billion in AI data center and robot factory in South Korea. Panama officials search C.K. Hutchison's subsidiary office, source says. Coupang swings to loss as data breach impacts Q4, expects muted near-term growth. Tokyo Consumer Price Index grows slightly. Core inflation slips below Bank of Japan target. U.S. weekly jobless claims rise slightly, unemployment rate likely unchanged in February. Factbox: What is Trump's plan to boost retirement savings? Initial jobless claims rise, slightly above forecast. Number of UK young people not in work or education nears 1 million. South Africa producer inflation at 2.2% year-on-year in January. Surge in EIA crude oil inventories surpasses forecast, marking significant increase. Wary of U.S. investors, Greenland lawmakers push to pass foreign investment screening law. Analysis: AI boom will not be a free pass for debt-laden major economies. China needs more proactive and coordinated policies, Politburo says. Cuba slams U.S. for impunity on speedboat attack suspects. Analysis: under siege from politics, central bankers fight back, at a cost. Indonesian trade surplus widened in January to 2.76 billion. Reuters poll shows morning bid, AI woes, and open war. South Korea exports set to rise for ninth month on chip surge, Reuters poll. Japan finance minister signals greater vigilance over yen's weakness. China encourages dollar buying to slow yuan ascent. Australian dollar jumps, yen slumps as rates dominate in February. Bitcoin falls back below $68,000 as rebound stalls, set for fifth straight monthly loss. Bitcoin falls below $67,000 as speculative assets take a hit amid stock slide. Pact announces Pact token support on Kraken MEXC and Gatepipe. Network launches Solana CDN, a free, open-source validator client with built-in acceleration for Solana. Antelope Enterprise launches $1 million Bitcoin investment strategy, BTCC. Earn tops 50 million USDT in total subscriptions as BTCC reports 132% reserves for February 2026. Bitcoin surges above $68,000 amid bargain buying. Positive session for Wall Street. XRP climbs 10% in bullish trade. Ethereum climbs 10% as investors gain confidence. Stablecoins becoming part of how people manage money. BVNK co-founder says UltraClean prices $525 million convertible notes offering LSI Industries, prices $90.9 million stock offering at 19.75 cents per share. Avalon Globocare prices $3.25 million private placement at 51 share. Shine Justice H1 FY26 slides. Return to profit. Performance momentum accelerates. TPG Telecom FY25 slides. Mobile momentum drives transformation year.